have a very simple campaign, Catherine, and that is that the areas with the most natural constraints get the most payment. It's really very simple, and what we're looking for is a fair system, and the huge turnout of farmers reinforces how important this is to Donegal farmers, and I think our elected representatives were left under no illusion that they're going to have to deliver for Donegal farmers, because at the end of the day, this is a huge issue for Donegal farmers and for rural communities, because if farmers receive these payments as they should, they'll spend them in the local economy and everybody benefits. I would like to take the opportunity to thank all the farmers that did come out, because it was very important that our elected representatives see how crucial an issue this is for farmers in Donegal, and indeed around a lot of the rest of Ireland where our campaign is now moving on to.
So what now for the campaign going forward following the launch?
Well, there's a series of meetings. The next one is in Newport and Mayo, and then there's one in Mam Cross, and there will be one in Westport, and we're hoping to move further south into Clare and Kerry with meetings. Also, what we're anxiously awaiting now is some information from the Department of Agriculture. They have produced a map of the constraints, and we're very anxious that that be published till we get an opportunity to see it, to ensure that these payments are fairly distributed.